Night is a new play from Mark Ravenhill about his mother, starring Pam Ferris and Toby Jones. It originally premiered on Soundstage, a digital platform for Royal Lyceum and Pitlochry Festival Theatres, with Naked Productions. Angela is a powerful, warm portrayal of a woman's lifetime, including the dementia she experienced in her final years, with some strong language at times. Mark Ravenhill introduces his first autobiographical drama, explaining how the piece came about and the process of writing from his own family's life.
I first thought about writing this piece as a stage monologue, actually, which I would have performed myself and sort of told the story both as myself and as my mum. And then lockdown happened. It was really unclear how long the theatres would be closed for. I mean, at the time I'm speaking, it's still not entirely clear, but then thought this could be 5 or 6 years. And I thought, what am I going to do? I need to tell stories. I need to reach audiences. And I thought, well, the very first thing that could be possible, I've never written anything autobiographical before, at least consciously. I think sometimes when I look back at my plays, there's actually quite a lot of what you were feeling and thinking at the time. I haven't done that when I've written them. And I think I've quite deliberately thought of myself as a storyteller. So writing this play, Angela, was the very first time that I'd written something that was directly based on real incidents within my family's experience. I knew straight from the beginning that my mother was going to be the central character. And writing this really did come about because of my mother's death. In the last couple of years of her illness and then 6 months after her death, I did go to a counsellor. So lots of these incidents about our family life and particularly, obviously, my relationship to my mum came about through those counselling sessions. I made the decision and I don't think I really thought about it very long. It just seemed like the most honest thing to do, that I would actually use my name, my mum's name, my dad's name and have that sort of level of honesty, which I think then really invites the audience in, but also makes them feel a little bit uncomfortable to actually hear the real people's names. Oh, should I be hearing this? The name Angela, you know, I think my mum and her relationship to that name as the years go by and towards the end with her dementia, that her relationship to that name becomes important to her. And obviously when you write something like this, you're trying to be as true as you possibly can. But there's stuff that I've remembered, and we all remember things differently. There's stuff that my mum remembered that she then recounted to me. So that comes through another layer of remembering. It's as true as I can be piecing together the memories and family stories that I have. I think ultimately what I'm trying to be true to is the spirit of my mother. The play's called Angela. What I'd like to think is it's true to her character and personality and energy.
That's it, ladies. Get into twos and I want you to travel. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Gentleman. We're not used to having a man in the class, are we, ladies? But you're very welcome, Mark. Very welcome. Into pairs, ladies and gentlemen. And then, using the work that... That's it. That's it.
What's that noise? Is it the baby? All right, darling. Mummy's coming. Ted? Ted, it's the baby. Where's Ted gone? Ted! She's still... There's a word for it, only I can't... Telephone. Ugh. Hello.
Hello, Angela. How are you today?
Me? Not so bad, you know. Nice to see a bit of sunshine.
Would you like to go for a walk on Saturday?
Oh, yes. A walk on Saturday would be lovely.
I thought we could go through the woods on Saturday and then have a bit of cake.
Will it be walnut cake?
If they've got walnut cake, yes, you can have walnut cake.
Oh, walnut cake. That would be lovely. Excuse me, please. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Mark.
I see, yes, Mark. Mark.
I'm your son.
My son?
Your son. Who did you think I was?
I thought you were a handsome man come to take me away on a cruise.
Well, I don't think Ted would like it if you went off with a handsome man on a cruise.
Oh, Ted'd just have to lump it. A son. Remember a girl? Is there a girl?
A daughter?
Yes, my daughter. Could I speak to my daughter, please?
There isn't a daughter, Mum.
Oh, did they kill her? Like they killed my sister?
No, no, you never had a daughter, just a son.
Well, a son. That's good, isn't it?
Angie? Angie?
I gotta go. Ted's come back. I've got a baby boy. My mum, she never had boys. Five girls. No boys, just girls.
Oh, I really want to be in a Bobby Soxers Club.
A Bobby Soxers Club? What's a Bobby Soxers Club when it's at home? Now, don't you gang up on me. You gang up and I'll tell your dad.
My mum liked having girls. Except when it got too much. And then she'd say,
why did I have so many fucking girls?
That's just the way she spoke.
What you doing, Rita?
I'm writing.
What you writing, Rita?
It's a poem.
Why are you writing a poem, Rita? Is it for school?
No, it's not for school.
Well, could you stop writing your poem, please, and peel these potatoes?
Mum!
We're not going to eat poems for our tea, are we? Rita!
Mum?
Yes?
I don't want to be called Rita anymore.
Why's that?
I don't like Rita.
I chose Rita. Rita's a nice name. What's wrong with Rita?
It's just... It's...
I wanted to say common.
Just...
But if I said common, Mum would have whacked me.
Oh. Don't you get big ideas, Lady Muck?
So I didn't say common.
Well, if you don't want to be Rita, what do you want to be?
Angela.
Angela? That's a bit posh. Angela. Angela.
I like it.
You get on with those potatoes, Angie.
It's Angela.
Good evening. If I could have your attention, please, everyone. Good evening. Thank you to everyone for turning up on this chilly night. The heaters are on, so who knows, after a couple of hours' rehearsal, we may be able to take off our coats and scarves. Yes. When I announced that the Kimpton Village Players' next production would be Peggo My Heart, everybody asked me the same question. Who will play Peg? Aren't you all a bit too long in the tooth for anyone to play Peg? And I answered, you're quite right. We don't have a Peg amongst us. We're a bunch of crocs. But I'll find us a Peg.
I wore a tweedy suit that I made from a pattern.
If Hollywood can find a Scarlett O'Hara...
I had a string of pearls. Not real pearls, Woolies pearls. But they did the job.
And I'm happy to say that tonight we are joined by a newcomer to the Players, our perfect Peg, Angela Wrightson.
Welcome to the Players, Angela.
Thank you very much.
I'm having a little tea party on Sunday, Angela.
The doctor's wife calling me Angela.
I hope you can join us.
Yes, please. Thank you very much.
What would a tea party be without our leading lady?
Leading lady? Well, you don't let it go to your head.
Rightio, up on our feet and let's start blocking Act One.
Peg's an Irish girl, so why I hadn't thought, but I hadn't thought. I had to do an Irish accent straight off.
What is it you'll be wanting?
That's a jolly good try, Angela.
Well done, Angela. That's exactly how I imagine Peg.
Mrs. Ravenhill. Rita Ravenhill.
That's right. That's me. Only I'm called Angela. It says Rita, but I'm Angela.
And I'm Dr. Aditiba. Angela, I expect you'd like to know the results, wouldn't you?
Yes, please, Doctor.
Well, I'm happy to say baby's all healthy.
Oh, that's... Thank you. Oh, that's very good.
What were you hoping for, Angela?
Well, a baby.
Of course, a baby, yes. Of course, a baby. But a boy or a girl?
Oh, I don't know. Either? My husband wants a boy, but he'll be happy with a girl. It's not two, is it? It's just the one.
It is just the one, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I really wanted a girl. Happiest day. The sun come out and spread through the room, touched my tum. I could feel a girl. You know what you want to say to her, the things you're going to do with the girl. Suddenly you race through the years ahead. You're going to spend the years with the girl, play games, run down the road in the rain. Oh, look, darling, it's raining. No, don't jump in the puddle, because you'll get all wet if you jump in the puddle. Oh, now you've gone and done it, got yourself all wet. Now what we're going to do is what we'll do. Let's jump in the puddle together, up and down, wet through. Only, I let her down. Did something wrong. I was wrong. I was made wrong. When they made me wrong. Only a few months to go, a few months more, the girl bled away. I bled the girl away. That's when they told me it was a girl you lost. Washed away in my... All the future washed away. Ted wanted a girl. Ted wanted her as much as me. He was angry with me, made all wrong. He disappears because he's so angry with me, because I'm made all. When I talk about the girl, he says...
Don't upset yourself, Angie.
I mustn't upset myself. Only, I do talk to her. We run down the road in the rain. It's all going on. I don't upset myself, but I do like to run with her. Did she ever have a name? Maybe she had a name, only I've forgotten. And you don't let something like that upset you. You carry on.
Yes, I've got walnut cake. Yes, you can have walnut cake.
Oh, walnut cake. That would be lovely. I thought it was you speaking to me, darling, because I'd forgot that you were washed away, but it wasn't you speaking to me, it was my son.
If they've got walnut cake, yes, you can have walnut cake.
Oh, walnut cake. That would be lovely. Excuse me, please. Who am I speaking to? I've got a son. boy's all right. The boy's good, isn't it? Are you a bit jealous, darling? Don't be silly. Don't be a silly girl. I don't have favourites. Love you all just the same.
Mummy, Mummy.
Wait a minute.
Mummy, I want to...
I'm doing the hoovering.
But I want to...
He was never slow coming forwards, Mark. Pushy.
What is it, darling?
I want to do the Jemima dance.
The Jemima dance? Oh, like we saw in the film?
Yes, the Jemima dance, like in the film.
There's a film that we've been to the... It's a ballet, only it's a film which is based on the books. Lots of stories in it, only his favourite is the duck story. I take him down the films when Ted's at work. On your own with a kiddie, you've got to break up the day. It's a flea pit, really. Still get back in time to cook the tea.
Do you remember the fox Jemima dances with?
No.
Oh, you must remember the fox. Dressed all smart, but he wants to eat Jemima and her eggs. Bad.
I don't remember that bit.
Well, I do. That fox scared the life out of me. If you're going to do the Jemima dance, you go out in the garden and practice. You can show me later.
Can't.
Why not?
I need a beak. Jemima has a beak.
All right, then. Let's make you a beak.
Cardboard cone, painted yellow, bit of elastic.
That's a lovely beak. Go out in the garden and do your Jemima dance.
I can't. Jemima has wings.
Old bedsheet tied to each wrist.
Jemima has yellow legs.
He's a monster. However much you go along, Mark wants more.
I've got to have yellow legs.
Old pair of tights. Green, but they'll have to do.
You've got your legs, your wings, your beak. Do your dance.
I need an egg.
Yeah?
Jemima does the dance round an egg.
Pushy.
I need a really big egg.
You love them, of course, but sometimes as well...
Well, I suppose that's right. Yes, a really big egg. Shall we make a really big egg?
Yes. How are we going to make a really big egg?
Blow up the balloon. Newspaper torn into strips. Stick it onto the balloon with the flour and water. Into the airing cupboard and then you're painted white.
That's good. I'd say that looks like a Jemima egg.
No, it doesn't.
Now take your egg and do the Jemima dance in the garden.
I can't. The egg's all wrong. I don't want to do a dance with that.
Well, it's the best I can do. You want better, you go and find yourself another mummy who can do it better.
Mummy, why are you crying?
Because I'm silly. That's all.
Where is it? It's got to be somewhere. The book's in here somewhere. When my son comes Saturday, he'll want me to read him the Jemima book. Oh. Ted, have you got the book? Ted? I'll put on a nice blouse for when my son comes. Always cheers you up. Nice blouse. Where is it? My son's... Oh, what's his name? He's got fat little face, freckles, tiny thing. It's his favourite book. He was always scared, though, of the fox come to eat up your eggs. When I was on the maternity ward, the birth was hard, and I was on the ward and there was a nurse...
Would you like to see the baby, Mrs. Ravenhill?
Yes, please, nurse.
Here we are, Mrs. Ravenhill.
Oh.
That's your baby boy, Mrs. Ravenhill.
Oh.
Is he your first, Mrs. Ravenhill?
He is. Apart from... yes. He's my first.
Would you like to hold baby, Mrs. Ravenhill?
I don't know. Do most people hold the baby?
Most people do, for a moment, yes. And as you get stronger every day, you can hold the baby more and more.
Nurse?
Yes, Mrs. Ravenhill?
I'm frightened.
Lots of people...
That I might lose him, drop him, kill him.
Lots of people feel like that at first. It's very normal. Hold the baby for a moment.
Yes.
There we are.
The nurse is watching me, and I know she wants me to smile. But honestly, that baby, it was so ugly. And when she looked at me, she saw on my face disgust.
Shall I take him back now, Mrs. Ravenhill?
Please.
Don't you worry, my dear. It's the ugly duckling that grows into the beautiful swan.
Oh, it's not here. Where's the Jemima book gone? Where have all the kiddies' things gone? Ted takes it all away and he puts it up in the attic. I've got to get up the attic. Jemima lays eggs. Plenty of eggs. Only there's a... What is she? Wife of the farmer... farmer's wife says that Jemima can't look after the eggs. Takes away the eggs. Gets the hen bird to sit on them until they're hatched. Jemima's done the carrying, the laying... Only now it's the hen does the hatching. Mustn't grumble. Only Jemima doesn't like it. Gonna run away from the farm. I'm gonna find a place where I can lay and hatch them all by myself. Get your shawl on, Jemima. Get your bonnet on. Off we go. Ted? I'm going up the attic to find the Jemima book. There's a good place there. Among the foxgloves, you can do your hatching. Show that farmer's wife I can hatch me own eggs, thank you very much. All them eggs taken off me, hatched by the hen. I'm going to put a stop to that. I'll lay my eggs and I'll dance my dance. Because I'm happy now that I've got the foxgloves where I can do my hatching. In my bonnet and my shawl, dancing and dancing and... Now look what you've done, you stupid old woman. They'll put you in the hospital and then you won't be here Saturday to see your son. Oh, my head. Blood. What's that? Who's there?
Hatch your eggs amongst the foxgloves.
Who's that? The fox? I don't want to see the fox. I don't want to see you.
Oh, my dear, there's a far better place to hatch your eggs.
His clothes. He's dressed so smartly. He's a gentleman in that coat. But his black nose and his sharp ears and his teeth and his claws. Mr. Fox. His voice.
I have a shed where it's warm and it's dry, where the rain and the wind never come. Hatch your eggs in my shed. Come on. Oh. You can hatch your eggs in here.
Feathers. all over the floor, shed full of feathers. Why are there feathers all over the floor? But when there's no wind and no rain, and his voice is so smooth, you don't listen to yourself, and you leave the foxgloves. I can still dance here. Come on, Jemima, make your nest and lay your eggs. That's it, Jemima. Lovely batch of eggs.
Now that you've laid your eggs, why don't we have a meal to celebrate? Let's feast.
Oh, thank you very much.
Here's a list of all the herbs I want you to collect so that I can prepare the feast. Sage and parsley and thyme and...
They are the herbs you'd use to stuff a duck.
Stuff a duck? Oh, no, my dear. We shall be feasting on omelette. Why don't we have a meal to celebrate?
Hello, Rita.
Rita? Who's Rita?
Do you know where you are, Rita?
She thinks I'm Rita.
You're in the Princess Royal Hospital, Rita.
I'm Angela.
You had a nasty fall.
Will I be out Saturday?
You'll have to ask the doctor about that.
I've got to be out Saturday. My son's coming Saturday.
Let's see what the doctor says. Get some rest now, Rita.
Lost the girl. My body couldn't hold it. Then I lost again and again. Too early to know if it was boys or girls. Nothing stayed. Expectation and then blood. A lot of... You don't think you can do any more. You're just made wrong and that's that. There are people who are happy with no kiddies. They say they're happy. Only I don't believe them. I don't believe there's anyone who's happy who doesn't have a kiddie. You could talk to other people's kiddies and play with them, little treats. But you're always wanting to steal their kiddies. Oh, it's an awful thing to want. What sort of awful person wants to steal kiddies? I know I'm bad, but that's a worse feeling than I ever thought I had.
Watch out for that, Angie. She's a kiddie stealer.
I'd never get Ted to agree to that. He's a good man. Adoption's an option. I think that would be nice. Look after a kid someone else didn't want and bring them up. It's different, but that's as good as your own kid. I'd break the rules, tell them they were my own.
I want to do the Jemima dance.
You're my kid, and I'm your mummy. The girl wouldn't like it, but she's dead. So she'll just have to hold her tongue. Mark's always pushing. The thing about Mark is he always wants more. Gave me a migraine. I tell him, play by yourself. He's got the tights, the wings, the beak, the egg. I'd go and lie on the bed.
What now, Mark? I've got a migraine.
Oh, you want the kiddie. And then half the time you wished you never had. Only you don't let them see that. Always got to put on a performance for Mark.
Mummy, Jemima has a bonnet and a shawl.
Does she?
Look, here's the picture in the book. Bonnet and shawl.
I can't see it now because of my migraine.
I've got to have a bonnet and a shawl.
I've got to stay in the bed, in the dark, until I'm better.
Where am I going to get my bonnet and my shawl?
Always wants more.
When's Daddy coming home?
And then, in that utter clearness of the imminent dawn, while nature, flushed with fullness of incredible colour, seemed to hold her breath for the event, Mole looked in the very eyes of the friend and helper, saw the backward sweep of the curved horns gleaming in the growing daylight.
Ted comes home at night, he does the bath, reads the story. I do the washing up. Ted loves the bath and the story. Round and round they go, again and again. Wind in the sodding willows. Days are so long.
Still holding the panpipes, only just fallen away from the parted lips. Saw the splendid curves of the shaggy limbs disposed in majestic ease on the sward. Saw, last of all, nestling between his very hooves, sleeping soundly in entire peace and contentment, the little, round, podgy, childish form of the baby otter. All this he saw. For one moment, breathless and intense, vivid on the morning sky. And still as he looked, he lived. And still as he lived, he wondered.
Look, Ted. Mark's fallen asleep.
Doctor? Doctor? Where's the doctor?
The doctor isn't here, Rita.
I need to speak to the doctor.
It's 3 in the morning.
When can I see the doctor?
Rita, you've woken up the other ladies.
Is the doctor coming?
The doctor's been.
When?
Today.
Why didn't he speak to me?
He did speak to you, Rita, only you've forgotten.
I wouldn't forget that.
You have memory problems, Rita.
Do I? I don't like the sound of that.
Well, it's nothing to worry about. You're safe here.
Did the doctor say I can go home Saturday?
Get some sleep, Rita.
Did he say I can go home Saturday to see my son?
The doctor said you've to stay another week.
Oh, sod off, you bloody bitch.
Rita!
Stop calling me Rita. No one calls me Rita. I'm Angela.
Daddy, Daddy, I'm ready.
What about your beak?
I couldn't get it on.
What? Shall I help you get the beak on?
Yes.
Stand still. I'm going to tie the elastic and... here we are.
Do I look like Jemima?
Just like Jemima. You ready to go?
Did you get the film?
Here, in the camera.
What are you two up to?
We're going out.
Where are you going?
A walk in the woods.
In his Jemima costume?
It's what he wants to do.
Why do you want to wear your Jemima costume to the woods?
We're going to make a film.
Are you? What film are you going to make?
A Jemima film. I'm going to do the Jemima dance and Daddy's going to film it.
Is that right?
It's what he wants to do.
Well, it's going to rain.
I think so.
Of course it's going to rain. Look out the window. A lot of rain on the way.
I can do the Jemima dance in the rain.
Well, your egg will melt in the rain. Can't you do it another day?
No, today.
Well, get the umbrella and the wellies, and then don't blame me if your egg melts.
Yes, Mummy.
Can I come with you?
To the woods?
To the woods, yes.
I thought you had a migraine.
It's almost gone now.
I thought if I took him out, you'd have some peace and quiet.
Getting out of the house would do me good.
All right, then. If you like, I just thought...
Yes?
We could show you the film later, once it's developed and I've done the editing.
You'd rather I stayed at home?
No, only... Come with us and what will you do, Angie?
What will I do?
He'll be dancing and I'll be filming. What will you do?
It wasn't you took him to see the film. It wasn't you watched him day after day practising his Jemima dance. It's not your tights he's wearing. It wasn't you who made his beak and his egg. Only I didn't say any of that.
What will I do? Well, Suppose I'll watch.
There was a song. It wasn't in the play, but I think it was something to do with the play. Maybe the song came first, or maybe it was the play came first. When the song came on the radio, Mum would say,
"Ooh, Angela, they're playing your song."
And she'd laugh all the way through the song. Thought I was getting too big for my boots. Her way of saying pride comes before a fall. I didn't like the song anyway. Stupid song. La, 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 la. Once it was in the newspaper that I was the leading lady, they all started singing it to me. Outside the pub, beer in their hands, dad and his mate, kids up the Sunday school. I just walked away. As soon as they started, wouldn't say anything. Just walk away.
I can't be bothered with the likes of you. I've got lines to learn.
Mrs. Ravenhill?
Yes?
Mrs. Rita Ravenhill?
I'm Angela.
Oh, is Mrs. Rita Ravenhill at home?
I'm Rita, and I'm Angela. I was born Rita, but I'm called Angela.
Oh, I see. Yes. Would you like me to amend our records?
If you could. What records?
Well, you got the letter saying that I'd call this morning.
I'm not sure.
From the adoption services.
Oh, that letter. Yes, of course. Come in. I'll put the kettle on. It's only biscuits.
Oh, not for me, thank you.
I meant to get cake, only
Oh, there's no need.
Oh, with one thing and another.
Of course. Just tea for me.
With sugar?
I use a sweetener.
I've got some somewhere.
No, I've brought my own.
All right, then.
No milk.
No milk?
No, thank you.
Oh, I've never had it without milk. Is it nice?
I like it. Sometimes with lemon.
Lemon? Really? Watching your figure, are you?
I try to.
Oh, I should do that. I mean, most of the time I'm as good as gold. But I do like a biscuit with my tea.
Will your husband be joining us?
Ted?
Yes, will Ted be joining us?
He's at work.
At work? But it did say in the letter...
Did it?
Yes, it did say in the letter that I needed to meet husband and wife together. Did you read that part of the letter?
I suppose I must have.
Are you serious about adoption, Mrs. Ravenhill?
Sorry. I've wasted your time.
It's important that you read our letters very carefully.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
I will need to talk to you both as husband and wife.
Ted doesn't get back until after 5. Can you come back then?
Since I'm here, why don't you show me around? I'd like to see the room you've put aside for baby and the bathing and cooking facilities.
There's no need. I don't want to waste any more of your time.
It said in the letter that we'd need to see.
Did it? Oh, I suppose that's right. Only...
Mrs. Ravenhill?
We were serious about adoption. We've been trying for nearly 10 years for one of our own. Only I miscarried them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You think your body can't do it, don't you?
Of course.
And we moved here so there'd be room for a baby. So we thought, adopt. Only...
Yes?
I forgot you were coming. The letter was sent months ago, and since then... I should have telephoned, but since you sent the letter... I'm having a baby.
Oh.
Just started my 5th month. I meant to cancel, but what with everything, I'm really very sorry.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Congratulations, Angela.
I expected her to say, "You've wasted my time, you silly cow," but she didn't. She was really nice.
It happens all the time. Lots of ladies, once they've started the adoption process, it takes the pressure off and they conceive all by themselves.
Oh, no. Not all by myself. It was Ted done it as well.
Oh, well, yes, indeed. Ted played his part, I'm sure.
Ted wants a boy, and he wants to call him Mark.
And what do you want, Angela?
Angie. You awake, Angie? It's only me.
Ted.
How are you feeling?
All right. When am I getting out?
I don't know. What did the doctor say?
I don't know. I hate it here. It's all old ladies.
I brought you biscuits.
I don't want a biscuit.
It's your favourites.
I want to go home.
Have a biscuit.
No!
All right, then. Well, I'll have a biscuit.
He's such an old man now. Look at him. When I met Ted, he was so good-looking. Oh, he was handsome. I couldn't get over it. It was, honestly, lust. There was lots of apprentices at the dance, but Ted was the only one I had eyes for. Lots of girls dancing with him. So many girls. Not me. He didn't even look at me. Then they said,
"The next dance is the ladies, excuse me."
So, of course, I was straight up to him and,
"Excuse me."
And we danced to the band. And after I said,
"So when am I going to see you again?"
I had to see him again straight away. The next day. I stole my sister's bike, cycled out the village, through the lanes, up to the factory, meet him at the gates.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, Ted. Fancy seeing you here.
Where are you going?
Round to your digs, for tea.
Yeah?
Unless you've got another girl coming round.
No, only I share my room.
Who with?
Another apprentice.
Oh, couldn't he go for a walk?
I could ask him.
Yeah. Ask him to go for a really long walk.
All right, then. I will.
Mum thought I was moving too fast.
You want to slow down, my girl.
I didn't want to slow down. I wanted to start courting straight away. Cycled over every evening. One day, we were in the kitchen at home. Me and Julie and Mum. And Julie said,
"Mum, what's a virgin?"
She knew the answer. I'm sure she knew the answer. But she wanted to embarrass Mum. And Mum looked straight at Julie. Didn't look at me. Looked straight at Julie.
"A virgin is what you are. And your sister isn't."
Mum knew how to hurt when she wanted to. Dig in the knife.
Mark phoned. He said he spoke to you a few days ago. Called you at home, before your fall.
I don't remember.
Said he spoke to you and he'd take you out for a walk through the woods and have some walnut cake.
Oh, walnut cake? Yes, please, I like walnut cake.
I told him you had a fall and that you were in the Princess Royal.
Oh, Ted, don't tell everyone.
I haven't told everyone.
I don't want everyone knowing my business.
I told Mark. He's coming to the hospital Saturday.
Is he? Who is this Mark?
You know who Mark is.
Do I?
Of course you do.
Well, if you say I do, then I suppose I must do, mustn't I?
You're just being silly now, Angie.
Silly, am I? Silly.
But you know Mark's your son.
I never had a son.
Just a daughter, and she died.
That's not right. That's silly. Stop saying all these silly things.
Oh, bugger off, you horrible old man.
Come on, Angie. You're upsetting yourself.
Not you upsets me. Take your biscuits and go. I don't want to see you again.
Don't. They're all listening.
Nosy bitches! All of you!
Sat there on a log, and Mark's telling Ted what to do.
You stand over there with the camera. I'm going to be over here, and when I go over there, then you move the camera, like this.
And on he goes.
Stand over here and film me through the dark.
Rain started now. I knew it would.
Not there. Over
you do sometimes wonder, what would it be like if I could have held on to the girl? Silly. There we go. She could have been difficult. She could have been a right little cow. Could have rowed all the time. I gave my mum a terrible time. I wasn't a good girl. I think you'd understand a girl. A dad understands a boy and a mum understands a girl. Oh, those tights are covered in mud. I'll need to rinse them as soon as we get home.
There's biscuits and Ribena if you want them.
One day when Ted was at work, I took Mark up the pictures, Tales of Beatrix Potter. But we had to leave the pictures because I wasn't feeling well. And when we got outside, I was sick in the street. I lay down on a bench, one hand on my head and one hand on my stomach. And Mark touched me and he said...
What is it, Mummy? What's happening?
Don't worry, Mark. It's nothing. I'll soon be better again.
You think when you've waited so long, you think when your body's let you down so many times, you think when the baby comes, when Mark's born, you think it's going to be a happy ending. Silly to think that, but you do. I wanted to be happy for him, lovely little boy. But not long after he came along, I suppose they'd call it depression, all through my body.
Everything all right, love?
Policeman.
It's just a migraine. Soon be better again.
This your boy?
That's right.
What's your name, son?
Mark.
You look after your mum, Mark.
Soon be better again. Don't worry, Mummy.
The migraines happened again. Sometimes we'd be at home or sometimes at the shops and I'd lie on a bench.
One more time.
Well, it will be one more time if you keep telling me what to do. Just wait a second.
Home soon. Your egg won't take the rain much longer.
Where's Mummy?
She's not well. She's lying down on the bed. Where are you going?
Upstairs to see Mummy.
Well, you can't go up there. She has to be left alone.
I want to see her.
No! Your mummy's very ill. The doctor's been. She's had a heart attack.
What's a heart attack?
It means her heart doesn't work properly. She mustn't put any strain on her heart.
What if we're just in time for the train? But we have to run up the stairs.
Well, you just have to wait for the next train. She must never run upstairs ever again. From now on, you must be good all the time and never do anything that puts a strain on Mummy's heart.
Mummy.
Oh. Mark.
He didn't mean to make me ill. He didn't understand. Just a kiddie. I wanted a baby. Even if it killed me.
Two pairs, ladies and gentlemen. And then I want you to travel, using the work that... That's it. Very good. Excellent. And the next couple start travelling. That's it, Mark. No, don't worry about the feet. Just keep the arms. Yes. Keep extending the...
I saw it in the local paper, I thought, oh, Mark will love that.
Look at this, Mark. You see what they're doing at Christmas? Can you read it?
No.
Oh, I bet you can.
I can't.
You can if you make out the sounds of the letters. Put your finger under the letters as you go along and say the sounds.
Can I have my tea?
After you've done this.
All right. Wah.
Good.
Eh.
Wah. Eh.
And da.
All together.
Wah, eh, and da.
And all together, that's wah, eh, and... Say it fast.
Wind?
Yes! Oh, you are a clever little boy. You'll be cleverer than me any day now. New word.
Eh, no. In?
Yes! New word.
Ta. Ha. Eh. Is it the?
Yes, wind in the...
Is it Wind in the Willows?
Yes, it's a play of the book. They're doing it down by the station this Christmas. Shall we go?
Yes. Hello? Daddy, Daddy!
How's my lovely family tonight? Big kiss for my lovely wife. And a big kiss for my lovely son.
Daddy, they're doing a play of Wind in the Willows.
Are they? Where's that then?
In the scout hut down by the station.
Can we go now?
Oh, no, you'll have to wait. It's not on for another 3 weeks. There's a phone number. Shall I phone and book us 3 tickets?
Yes.
Not for me. You two go.
Aw, go on, Ted. Come with us. It'll be nice.
I don't fancy it.
Why not?
Because the play's never as good as the book, is it?
Spoil sport. Hello. Is that the box office?
It was an old yellow book of Wind in the Willows that someone gave Ted when he was a boy. His favourite book. He practised reading it to a kiddie before we even had a kiddie. And as soon as Mark could understand, Ted would give him his bath every night and then read to him out of Wind in the Willows. So then it was Mark's favourite book as well. And Ted could do all the voices. Each of them would have a different voice.
Glorious, stirring sight. The poetry of motion. The real way to travel. The only way to travel. Here today, in next week, tomorrow. Villages skipped, towns and cities jumped. Always somebody else's horizon. Oh, bliss. Oh, boop, boop. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Badger, Mole, Ratty, Toad, none of them had the same voice. I could never do that.
You'll be wanting.
That's a jolly good try.
To Mark, it was like a magic trick. All these different voices coming out of his daddy's mouth. He couldn't believe it. Sometimes I'd listen at the bedroom door. I didn't go in. It was their special time.
All done. 2 tickets for Wednesday.
Thank you, Mummy.
Right, who is ready for their tea?
All the littlest children were mice, and they came a-caroling to Toad Hall. The tallest boy was Toad. He stood at the centre of the stage and he had a green stocking over his head, which turned his face green and squished his nose. He looked just like a toad.
Glorious, stirring sight. The poetry of motion. The real way to travel. The only way to travel. Here today, in next week tomorrow, villages skipped, towns and cities jumped. Always somebody else's horizon. Oh, bliss. Oh, poop, poop. Oh, my, oh, my.
And I looked at Mark and I said,
is that what you want to do, Mark? To stand on the stage with a green stocking over your head?
Yes, Mummy.
You can't stop Mark. Once he's got an idea in his head, he's going to do it. And you better not stand in his way. And the week after, that's when Mark made up the Jemima dance.
Angela? Angela?
Leave me alone.
Are you there, Angela?
I've got a cruise to go on.
I've come to take you back to the ward, Angela. The doctor's worried about you. Angela!
First, the dogs were growling, barking. Fox was barking back at them. Then Jemima heard teeth ripping at the flesh. Then she heard great squeals of pain. Then it got savage, screaming and biting and tearing and barking, howling and roaring and cracking, crunching. Jemima was frightened, but she was excited too. Then the door of the shed flew open and in came the collie and the two foxhounds, their mouths all bloody. And there was fox fur under their claws, and the collie dog had a great chunk missing out of his ear. Jemima knew that they had killed the fox, and that made her happy.
Angela, there you are. You had us worried.
Did I? Why is that then?
Wandering out in the car park. You could get run over.
Of course I wouldn't. I'm not stupid.
We're getting wet, Angela. Come back inside.
Oh, yeah. You go back. I've got to... I'm going to...
Where are you going, Angela?
I don't remember... What can I remember?
Come on, Angela, don't upset yourself.
I'm frightened.
Would you like me to hold your hand?
Yes, please.
Shall we walk back now?
All right.
That's the happy ending. The ballet, it all ends happy. The dogs get rid of the fox. But that's not the story. I don't like it when they change the story. I wish they'd stick to the story. In the story, the foxhounds are still wild from the fight and they see Jemima's eggs that she's laid and they gobble them all up, each and every one of them, until Jemima's got no more eggs. That's how it is if you do the story properly.
Oh, Ted, I'm sorry.
I was worried about you, Angela.
I got a puncture. I got out of the village, but then, it all went flat and I had to push the bike all the way here.
I thought it was an accident.
You're a warrior, aren't you?
Am I?
Yes, you are a great big warrior.
Maybe that's because...
Yes?
I miss you when you're not here.
Oh, Ted... You've gone red.
We shouldn't. In public. Kissing in public. It... Angela?
I'm a wicked woman, aren't I?
What are you having, love?
I hadn't thought.
You have to order something or you're out.
All right, then. I'll have a tea.
That it?
And an ice bun.
Iced bun. Thank you. And no more of the canoodling. This is a nice place and we want to keep it that way. Dot, tea and a nice bun on.
Look what you've done.
I can't help it when you're so handsome.
What do you want to do tonight?
Well...
They've got Oklahoma in the pictures.
That's nice.
Or we could just go for a walk to the reservoir and back.
Ted.
I don't mind.
I can't tonight.
But you said...
I know, but I've got rehearsals tonight.
We were supposed...
I got my days muddled.
Tea and bun. Pay at the door.
Thank you very much. Ted? Ted? Are you sulking? You are, aren't you? You're sulking.
Do you love me, Angela?
Of course I love you.
I want us to be together.
So do I.
Forever.
Forever? You never said forever before.
I'm saying it now.
Forever? Yes, I'd like forever very much.
But you're always up the players, rehearsing.
After Peg, they keep on giving me parts.
I don't see you for weeks on end.
Only when there's a show.
If you're serious about us, I want you to give up the players.
No.
How are we going to be together if you're always up the players?
Well, there's an answer to that. How are you getting on?
Not so bad.
Have you been sick again?
I thought I was, but in the end, nothing came up.
Oh, I was like that my first show.
Yeah?
But when you get out there...
I tried running my lines. Toilet. They wouldn't come.
Oh, everything's all right once you're out there. Once you've got the audience, it all sort of flies.
I hope you're right.
Angela, Ted, here we all are. Break a leg.
Oh, you too. Break a leg.
Are you scared?
I'm excited.
Angela, you're wearing a ring.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Oh, it's just what she would wear, isn't it?
What who would wear?
Your character.
Oh, no. This is my ring. Ted gave it to me. Today.
So it's your
engagement ring? Yes.
Oh, Angela, congratulations. And Ted, oh, this is wonderful.
Excuse me.
Is he all right?
Well, he thinks he's going to be sick, but he won't.
Well, here we are, everyone. Nothing left for a useless old producer to do now. All up to you. Mm-hmm. Now, the Herald are in tonight, although they promised not to come until Thursday. So, pick up the cues, anticipate your entrances...
And the Herald said, Edward Ravenhill and Angela Wrightson as the young lovers are charming.
Here you go, Angie.
What's that?
A cup of tea for you.
No, thank you.
A cup of boiling water and a tea bag on the side, so you can do it just the way you like it.
I don't want it.
You've got to keep your fluids up or they'll put you on the drip again.
Why are you here, Ted?
Because you're my lovely wife.
I don't want you here.
The house is quiet without you. You looking forward to seeing Mark tomorrow?
I phoned the police station.
Do you think he'll bring walnut cake?
Why do you think I phoned the police station, hey? I'll tell you why. I told the police all about you, what you've been up to.
Don't be silly, Angie.
They'll put you in prison. Rest of your days. That's what they do to murderers.
Drink your tea while it's still hot.
Oh, yes, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Drink the tea so you can poison me.
Silly.
Why do you hate me so much? Why do you want to kill me? Why have you put poison in my tea? Did you pay the doctors to take me away and lock me up here? How long has it been going on? You've been trying to kill me for years.
Angie.
Why don't we have a meal to celebrate? Let's feast. Here's a list of all the herbs I want you to collect, so that I can prepare the feast. There's sage and parsley and thyme and...
Help me! Someone help me!
Angie!
Ted's gonna kill me!
Stop it, stop
it! This is an emergency! Someone help me now!
Angie!
Oh, don't you touch me! Help! Murder!
Angie, no, you must...
You have the tea! Ah!
Now then, what's going on here?
None of your business!
There's been an accident. I've had an accident.
Are you hurt, Mr. Ravenhill?
I've had a shock. It's hot tea.
Don't lie to her, Teddy. He's such a liar.
I spilt the tea over myself.
I saw Angela throw...
No.
If you'd like to clean up, someone at the nurse's station will help you.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Don't come back, evil old man.
Now then, Angela. What's going on then, eh? What's upsetting you, Angela?
You know what's been going on.
No, I don't know what's going on. If I did, I wouldn't be asking, would I?
Part of it!
Part of what?
I don't know how you live with that. Murdering old ladies, how can you do it? Murdering bitch!
I know everything's very confused at the
moment.
I'm not
confused.
It's strange being in the hospital, but we'll soon have you home.
Ted poisoned me. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
We all want you to be safe, Angela.
I don't feel safe, and you're a liar.
Time you took your pills. They'll help to calm you down.
I'm not taking any pills.
Come on, Angela. Sip of water and swallow them down.
I'm not taking your pills. I'm not
just
taking
poison. Just a tiny
poison. No! Get away from me!
Oh, Angela. Oh, that hurts.
Bitch!
Hello? Can I have some assistance here, please?
You're immediately all proud of it. Murderers!
Oh, you can smoke out here, Julie.
I can wait till I'm in the car, if you'd rather.
That's all right, I've got a saucer, so you can do your ash.
Oh, I should have brought an ashtray.
That's all right.
Oh, well, go on then, I'm gasping.
Julie had boys. Before I could tell her I'd lost the girl, she told me she was expecting.
Oh, that is better. You've got a shed, Angie.
That's Ted.
When did you get a shed?
Oh, Ted put it up last year. He's in there all the time now. Still, means I get the house to myself most of the time.
Oh, you've done the house lovely.
Yeah, we like it.
Oh, kiddies only messed that up. I'm always saying to Pete, remember how lovely our house was before the kiddies come along and messed it all up? Have my kids messed up your house?
Oh, no. They've been as good as gold.
Wish they were good as gold for me. Oh, I almost forgot. Oh, we've got you a present.
You shouldn't have done that.
An ornament for looking after the kids.
Lovely little boys they were. Almost like I had my own.
Here you are.
Oh, that's nice. What is it? Is it a bull?
Yeah. We got it when we went to the bullfight.
Did you go to a bullfight?
Well, you've got to go to a bullfight, haven't you, when you're in Spain?
Did they kill a bull?
Almost.
Oh, I don't think I'd like that. What's the bull done to deserve that?
They're killing kiddies now. And there's no one to stop them. There's no one left. Police, doctors, neighbours, husband, all of them ganged up. On your own. They lock you up in the hospital, tell you you've got no memory, tell you you're a mad old woman. They're killing the kiddies and they'll kill you. You've got to make it stop.
Hello, Doctor.
Do you recognise me, Angela?
Of course I recognise you. Not going to forget a handsome man like you in a hurry, am I?
Well, thank you, Angela.
You're the nice man from India.
Almost. Pakistan. I'm Dr. Mansoor.
Oh, Pakistan. Are you going to take me to Pakistan to meet your family?
I'll have to ask my wife about that.
A wife? You got kiddies?
Not yet.
You don't want to leave it too long. I left it too long. There was a girl, but we're not in touch anymore.
Good morning.
Who's he?
This is my colleague, Dr. Carter.
He's not much of a looker, is he? None of the old ladies are going to want him with the curtain pulled round the bed.
Dr. Carter's with our mental health team.
Is that right?
I understand that you've been quite aggressive, Mrs. Ravenhill.
That's not true.
Physically aggressive and also verbally aggressive towards the medical team.
Who told you that? Did Ted tell you that?
You scolded Mr. Ravenhill with a cup of boiling water.
You don't want to believe a word he says.
A nurse witnessed the incident. She was very concerned for you both.
I'd remember if it happened.
This ward is not able to cope with aggressive behaviour.
Are you going to send me home?
Not yet, Angela.
I don't want to go home. I want to go with you to India.
Dr. Carter's team are going to manage your care for a while.
I want to stay with you. I'll be good as gold.
Mrs. Ravenhill, Having consulted with the team here, we are sectioning you under Section 2 of the Mental Health Act.
Mental health?
You will be moved today to a locked ward, more suited to patients displaying aggressive behaviour.
Is it a mental hospital?
Section 2 allows us to place you in the locked ward for up to 28 days.
I'm not doing that!
But if you respond well to the treatment, we will be able to release you before that date.
Did Ted put you up to this?
He is your porter, Angela. Well, they'll take you over to the locked ward.
No, thank you very much.
You'll be safer there.
Will I?
Oh, yes. It really is a very nice place. You'll have your own room with a view of the downs.
Will you come and visit me there?
I have to stay with the other ladies on this ward.
Watch yourself. They're all after you, them old ladies.
I'll do my best to take care. Dr. Carter's team will be able to look after you much better.
Hello, Angie.
You're wasting your time, Ted. They're moving me.
Yes, I know. They told me.
What you done to your face?
I burnt myself, but it's getting better. The doctors explained to me you're going somewhere safe.
Safe from you?
Don't be like that, Angie. I'll tell Mark they've moved you so he comes to the new ward on Saturday.
They're on to you, aren't you, Doctor? I don't know anyone called Mark.
What was the food like in Spain?
Ooh, I didn't like it. I mean, I ate it, but foreign's not the same, is it? Where are the boys?
I've stolen them, hidden them away. You're not having them.
Ted's taken them up the park. They'll be back soon.
I hope they're not giving Ted any trouble.
Oh, no. Ted loves playing with them. Oh, he is a big kid himself, really.
He wants a boy of his own.
Maybe. He's never mentioned it.
I thought a girl would be nice, but when I got my two little horrors... What do you want, Angie?
I don't know. I'm not bothered.
Do you think about it?
Not anymore.
You said when we were kids that you were going to have seven, like Snow White and her dwarves.
Did I? I don't remember that.
And Mum said you'd have to live in a shoe.
Now, I think... Right, if I had none, then I suppose I...
You wouldn't mind?
I don't know. Oh, here they are. Ted, we're in the garden.
And I was so angry with Julie for having those two little boys and going off to Spain without them and for blowing a cigarette smoke all over them. But I didn't say anything because I knew it was all wrong, me being angry.
Time to go, boys.
Oh, you've been very good boys, haven't they, Ted?
Oh, yes. Very good.
Are you going to let me give you a cuddle goodbye? Oh, that's it. Big cuddle goodbye for your Auntie Angela.
Jemima's sister-in-law, she was happy to have someone else hatch her eggs. But Jemima wanted to hatch her eggs all by herself.
New patient for you.
Come through.
Hello. We've been expecting you. Welcome to Downview. You must be Rita.
Am I?
Mrs. Rita Ravenhill.
I don't remember.
Yes, that's you, Rita.
I don't know. Don't bully me.
Let's have a look at your wristband, my love. If you can just show me.
No!
I'm just going to take a little peek. Nothing to worry about, my love. There we are. Says here, you're Rita.
Is that who I am? Rita? There was another name on here. I don't... What's the other name? I want to know my other name.
We've got a lovely room for you, Rita, all to yourself.
I finished editing the Jemima film.
Hmm.
turn out all right?
A bit overexposed in some bits, but on the whole, not bad.
Well, that's good. When are you going to show it to us?
I could set up the projector tomorrow night.
Could do. Or does Mark know you finished it?
No, fast asleep.
Don't tell him it's done, not just yet. You know what he's like. If he knows it's done, there'll be no peace until he's seen it.
Yes.
Let's save it for his birthday party.
That's a good idea.
He likes it when he's got an audience.
Funny kid.
Ted, don't say that. Your own son, honestly.
What's he want for his birthday? Has he told you?
He saw a book up Woolies that he wants.
What's that then?
A little paperback, only costs a shilling. I said you can have a bigger present than that, Mark. But no, that's what he wants.
And what is it?
How to. It's a series. Mark wants how to be a ballet dancer.
Yeah?
And there's pictures, so you can learn all the ballet steps.
Is that what he wants to be? A ballet dancer?
Hello. I'm here for the ballet class. Is there somewhere I can change? I suppose there must be somewhere to change. I bought a jog strap and ballet shoes. It said in the course details to or do we just change in here?
No, you don't just change in here.
Right. Where do I...
The changing room next door is for women.
Well, I see, yes, but I suppose there must be one for men.
Oh, we've never had a man before.
I see, yes.
So none of us know if there's a man's changing room, do we?
No.
Right.
No idea.
Right.
I don't want him to be a ballet dancer.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't want my son to be a ballet dancer.
But if he wants the book...
Can't we get him some more Meccano?
He hasn't touched the last lot.
No?
No, not once. He made the box into a toy theatre.
My son is... If he's...
What?
I don't want him to grow up funny. He'll be lonely. Unpopular.
It's just a phase. They have phases. When I was his age, I wanted to be in films. I wanted to be like Deanna Durbin and sing in all my films.
Really?
Yeah, and now I'm a housewife. That's the way life is. When you were little...
Yes?
What did you want to be?
Normal.
He'll grow out of it. I gave up the players once we were married, didn't I? He won't be doing ballet when he's grown up.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Diane, hello.
Excuse me, I was wondering...
Ah, you must be... Mark Ravenhill.
That's right, yes.
Lovely to see a man on the list.
Oh, yes?
We don't have enough men.
Is there a changing room?
For the men, I think there's one on the next floor up.
Right, thanks.
We'll wait for you while... Have you taken ballet class before?
No, never.
Well, you'll soon catch up.
I've thought about it, but now I decided.
Good for you.
Better late than never.
In you come, Rita. That's it. This is Downview D Room. Say hello to Rita, ladies.
Hello.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
Is this chair free for Rita?
Yes.
Ivy normally takes this chair, don't you, my love?
I'm watching the television.
That's all right, my love. You carry on watching the telly. Looks like it's free, Rita. Better grab it while we can, my love. Shall I give you a hand, Rita?
When's my mummy coming?
What's that, Ivy, my love?
When's my mummy coming?
Oh, not today, my love.
Will mummy come soon?
Oh, I'm not sure, my love.
Thank you, Auntie Jean.
Oh, dear, now she thinks I'm her Auntie Jean. I wonder who she thinks you are, Rita.
She keeps saying Rita, but I'm sure that's not right.
That's it. Rita, you're comfy there.
It's all right. If it's not Rita, what is it?
Is it nice being in here after all week in your room, Rita? Dr. Carter said because you've taken your tablets and you're much calmer now, I'm allowed to bring you into the day room.
Have you got walnut cake?
Oh, I wish we had, my love. I'd eat it all myself.
You want to watch your figure? Big girl like you.
Well, my husband likes a roly-poly and I like a spotted dick.
I want walnut cake.
Oh, we've got biscuits. Shall I get you biscuits, Rita?
If you like.
I'll be back in a minute, Rita.
I'm not called Rita.
No, my love. What are you called?
I want to be Deanna.
Is that Irish?
Only it's not Deanna. It's... Oh, why don't I know?
You have a think, my love, while I get the biscuits.
I was in the kitchen peeling potatoes. Well, if you don't want to be Rita, what do you want to be? What did I say?
I want to be Peg on my heart.
No, that's not it. What?
Mummy!
What? Was she... Old lady, she's talking to me. What's she saying?
Mummy!
She's calling me Mummy. Am I her Mummy?
Why didn't they tell me you were coming to see me, Mummy?
Well, I'm not her Mummy.
I knew you'd come back, Mummy. I don't want to watch the television anymore. Can I sit beside you, Mummy?
She must be mad. She could get nasty. But, if you like.
Did you miss me, Mummy?
Well, I suppose I must have done. She's been 90. I'm younger than her. How can she think I'm her mummy?
What was Australia like, Mummy?
Humour. Australia? Well, it was hot. Mad old lady.
I'm glad you came back. I want to go to the caravan. I want to go to Bognor and I want to have fish and chips and I want you to read me my story.
Let's see.
Please, Mummy.
I don't know this room. I'm in a strange
Mummy.
Place and this mad old lady is... Oh! She's putting her arms around me.
I love you, Mummy.
I've got a girl. Only mine's a little thing. She spoke to me recently and she's coming over with walnut cake. Murdering kiddies everywhere. I don't want to hurt this one.
Mummy.
I want this mad old lady to be happy. Thinks I'm her mummy. I'll play the part. I like acting. All right, darling. Let's go down the caravan and I'll read you Wind in the Willows.
Oh, mummy.
Oh, now there. Don't upset yourself, darling. Mummy's here now. The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi-ho, the derry-o, the farmer in the dell. The farmer takes a wife, the farmer takes a wife. Hi-ho, the derry-o, the farmer takes a wife. The wife takes a child, the wife takes the child. Hi-ho, the derry-o, the wife. Takes the child.
Is that you singing, Rita?
It's not Rita. It's Angela.
Oh, is that what you'd like me to call you? Angela?
That's my name.
Well, you've got a lovely singing voice, Angela.
Think so?
You could be on the stage. Ivy likes your voice, don't you, Ivy?
Yes, Mummy has a lovely voice.
And she thinks I'm her mummy.
Oh, Ivy. What are we going to do with you? I've got you some chocolate bourbons and some rich tea. Is that all right?
Lovely.
Oh, and look, you've got a visitor. Oh, he's brought you flowers.
Hello, Angie. These are for you from the garden.
Get him away! Oh, out! Mm-hmm. Out! He's gonna kill me!
Mummy!
Rita!
Mummy.
Angela! Ivy! Stop it!
Don't you recognise me, Angie? It's Ted. You're your husband.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ravenhill. I think
Mummy.
Maybe today...
Mummy.
Angela!
Mummy!
Yes, I'll leave the flowers and... I'll come back when she's a bit...
Oh, yes. I don't want to see him! I don't want to see him! I don't want to see him!
Angela. Do you recognise me, Angela?
What day is it?
It's Saturday.
Have you come to take me on a cruise?
Not today.
I'm waiting for a handsome man come to take me away on a cruise.
I said I'd come down today. I'm your son.
Are you?
Do you remember that you've got a son?
So many people looking for a mum and they all come to me. There's a girl. I had a girl. Not the old lady in there. My own girl, my daughter.
You did have a girl before me, Mum, yes.
I want to see her.
But she died.
Oh, did they kill her?
No, she was a miscarriage.
Did I go to the funeral?
They didn't have funerals for miscarried babies then. Would you have liked her to have a funeral?
Oh, yes, I would. Very much. She wasn't killed?
No, Mum.
They killed my sister.
Who killed your sister?
I don't know their names.
Do you mean your sister Julie?
That's right, yes. They killed my sister Julie.
No, they didn't kill Julie, Mum. She died of cancer.
Did she?
We went to her funeral last year and you saw her boys all grown up. Do you remember that?
No.
You wore a new blouse.
Did I look smart?
You did.
Will you brush my hair? I don't like them seeing me all scruffy.
If there's a brush, then I'll... Ah, here we are. You sit up and I'll... Let's get you smart. Was Julie your favourite sister?
I don't have favourites. I suppose she was.
Why not? Ted, you've got everything set up to show the film?
All ready.
All right, then. excuse me, everyone. Hello? Mark's made a special film that he wants to show you all. Go on, Mark. Tell them what it's about.
This is a story of the duck that went to the woods and laid her eggs and then she did a dance around her eggs.
Oh, good.
Where should we sit, Ted?
You all need to be sort of in the middle and looking at that wall.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, shift yourself.
Right, all ready, everyone? Good. Switch it on, Ted. The Tale of Jemima the Duck.
Ooh. Well done, well done.
Wait till you see it.
Jemima was all in tears. The dogs had killed the fox, but they'd eaten her eggs too. It wasn't safe out in the world. Jemima, you'll have to go back to the farm.
Ted wants to see you.
I don't want to see him. Not after what he's done.
What's he done, Mum?
You know.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, what's he done?
They take the children. It's so horrible. They capture the children and then they take them in the houses and under the stairs and then they're under the street. I can hear them calling out from under the street because they're so frightened. Only I can't get to them to save them.
Who's taking the children?
Ted! And the neighbours and the police and the doctor. All the children screaming from under the street. And now they're murdering them every day, killing more and more kiddies. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. They've got to stop it or I'll go mad. I can't go on living like this. What am I going to do?
And that's the end of the film.
Yay!
Very good.
Well done, Mark. That was lovely. That was lovely, Angie.
I'll say thank you, Auntie Julie.
Thank you, Auntie Julie.
Is that what you want to be then, Mark, is it? A dancer?
Do you want to have a smoke, Julie, in the garden?
Do you want to be a ballet dancer when you grow up?
Yes, I'm going to be a ballet dancer.
Oh, look, Mark, you've got some more presents to open. Over there. Go on.
Angela, you don't think Mark's a bit...
A bit what?
Well, you know, ballet dancer. It's a bit...
A bit what, Julie?
A bit...
Yeah?
You know?
No, I don't.
I mean, you want to watch out.
Watch out for what?
That he doesn't grow up to be a great big puff.
And the anger in me. Like I was the dog and she was the fox, growling, barking, teeth ripping at the flesh, great squeals of pain, screaming and biting and tearing and barking and howling and roaring and cracking, crunching, mouths all bloody, fox fur under my claws. Jemima knew that they had killed the fox, but I didn't do that. And I looked at Julie and I said...
And what if he is? Go outside and have your cigarette. My son will grow up to be whatever he wants to be, thank you very much. My son can do anything.
Can you see in the mirror?
Yes, I can see in the mirror. I'm an old lady, aren't I?
You are, Mum. You're a very old lady. Do you like your hair?
Are you a hairdresser?
No.
Are you my sister?
Would you like me to be your sister?
You can't be my sister, can you? Because you're a man. Are you my son?
That's right.
Are you called Mark?
That's me. Yes, I'm Mark Ravenhill. Ted's outside in the car, waiting.
No, I can't see him.
He wants to see you. He loves you.
That's what he says.
I want you to talk to Ted.
I'm frightened.
Angela, I think we've all got muddled. All of our heads have got confused. Everyone's memories have played tricks and we've all got ourselves upset.
Is that right?
All of us have got confused and then our minds have imagined things and we've got angry with each other. Is that what it feels like to you, Angela?
Yes, it does.
And if we forget how upset we've all become and just sit together and have tea and walnut cake, then I think we'll all be all right. Okay?
Do you think so? Is he the fox? Or is he a goodie? I can't work it out.
So I'm going to text Ted now and say that he can come in and sit with us for a bit, all right?
Mark, am I mad?
We're all a bit mad, aren't we?
Oh, I don't want to be mad. That's the most frightening of all.
Shall I send Ted the message?
Yes. Jemima went back to the farm and she laid a big batch of eggs, but only four of them hatched.
Hello, Angela.
Hello, Ted.
Well, this is a nice room, isn't it? You
can see right over the downs. I brought these flowers from the garden.
I'll go and get a vase.
Aunt Jemima knew that her nerves were too bad, and as long as she lived, she would never be a good sitter, and she promised herself never to lay another egg ever again.
Angela?
Yes, Ted?
I love you.
Who'd you have to speak to round here to get some walnut cake?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, break time is over. Now that we're all nicely hydrated, let's get back into our second at the bar, shall we? Everything all right, Mark?
I just had a text message in the break about my mum.
Do you need to call back?
No, she died this morning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. If you need to leave...
No, I'll stay.
If you're sure...
I'm sure. I want to carry on.
That's it, ladies. On we go.
Nurse One and Plummy Woman were played by Nadia Albina, Dr. Adetiba and the Director by Dermot Daly, and Older Angela by Pam Ferris. Dr. Mansoor and Plummy Man were played by Raj Gattak, Younger Angela by Matty Houghton, and The Fox and Dr. Carter by Olivier Hewband. Ted was played by Toby Jones, and Younger Mark by Jackson Lane. Angela's mum, the ballet teacher, Nurse Two, and Ivy were played by Alexandra Matthey, and Older Mark by Joseph Milson. The social worker, Older Ballywoman, and Nurse Three were played by Kirsty Stewart. Angela was written by Mark Ravenhill and directed by Polly Thomas. The assistant director was Emma Lynn Harley. The composer was Alexandra Faye Braithwaite, sound recordist was Louis Blatherwick, and sound design was by John Scott. Angela was originally created for soundstage by the Royal Lyceum Theatre Edinburgh and Pitlochry Festival Theatre. It was produced by Naked Productions.
Live music on Radio 3. As concert halls around the country begin to open their doors to audiences, the BBC Symphony Orchestra is in Suffolk for the reopening of Snape Maltings. At the heart of the concert, Mozart's sunny 12th piano concerto, directed and performed by Ryan Wigglesworth. And a prelude and fugue for strings by the hall's founder, Benjamin Britten. Radio 3 in concert, live from Snape Maltings, with me, Martin Handy. Next Friday evening at 7:30 on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
It's 9:10 and time now on Radio 3 to join Hannah French as she explores more from best new recordings in classical music.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra.
Now, here's one for you. What's better than one violin? Yes, that's right. Three violins.